Welcome to Section 1. Why it is important to speak clearly, and some examples of words and phrases to eliminate, as well as speaking patterns to correct. Speaking clearly helps prevent a number of issues in your business. First, it cuts down on errors and misunderstandings. This seems fairly obvious, but needs to be stated. When you speak clearly, and not just particular words or phrases like the ones we will review shortly, but speaking clearly in general, you cut down on the potential for misunderstanding by your staff, thereby eliminating error rates and the associated costs. Fewer mistakes means fewer reorders and fewer complaints from customers and vendors, thereby cutting down on the need to redo processes and projects. Overall, it's a more smoothly running operation. Second, this saves time. Time spent restating your directions because the person didn't understand you the first time is wasted time. Speaking clearly so you are understood the first time saves time. And you know time is money. Third, because you are speaking clearly and your business or department are running smoothly, you improve and maintain a positive image. Put another way, when your business encounters repeated complaints, for whatever reason, your reputation can take a hit. As a business professional, you should always strive to put forth your best effort. Your image and that of your firm, known as your brand, are affected by your efforts. A professional effort helps maintain a solid reputation and helps your brand maintain its positive image. Before I get into examples, I'd like to take a moment to talk about recording yourself. Self-evaluation is so important in improving one's speech patterns. Membership in a program like Toastmasters is also very beneficial. Then I highly recommend you purchase a digital recorder. Recording your everyday speech, like I recommend in this program, along with your rehearsals and presentations, will allow you to evaluate your current speaking patterns and help you improve much faster. If you don't already have one, purchase a digital recorder today. I'll have more to say about that in a later section. Any discussion about speaking clearly must contain some examples. We could spend hours on this topic, but I want to zero in on several mistakes that I hear repeatedly. Perhaps you will recognize some of these traits. That's the important first step in correcting them in you. First, speaking too fast. This has been my challenge for many years. Indeed, I've known about it for nearly 30 years and have been working to correct this pattern since the fall of 1995. How did I know about this? Back in the mid-1980s, I worked as a sales clerk for a department store. Some of that time was spent in the men's department. One day, while chatting with a woman about current events and just about everything but shirts and ties, she said at one point, "You should go into politics. You talk really fast." Ouch. True, though. In the fall of 1995, as I was preparing for a trip to New Zealand the following spring, I decided to do something about my speech pattern. The solution was quite simple, really. Just slow down. I mean, seriously. I've been working on that ever since, along with other concepts, of course. The lesson here is, if you tend to speak fast, train yourself to slow down. It takes a commitment and the realization that you're doing it, at least initially. You must force yourself to slow your speech pattern overall. This will allow you to enunciate, that is, pronounce, your words properly. And that's a big issue many people have. Like all rules, of course, this one is made to be broken. Good everyday speech, just like a good presentation, includes vocal variety. You want to vary your speech pattern or you'll bore your audience to death, put them to sleep, or do both. But as a rule, slowing down will improve your speech performance and therefore comprehension by the recipients. How do you know you're speaking too fast? Well, someone could mention it like the woman at the department store. Or you could listen to a recording of yourself. While doing that, you may hear yourself clipping through words and phrases. That brings me to point two of this section. Here we want to review some of the words and phrases that people often pronounce incorrectly. The result is sloppy language and a very unprofessional image on your part. This list is by no means comprehensive. Perhaps you have trouble with other words. Once you've identified them, concentrate on them and practice until you've mastered them. Here are some I've identified. Probably comes out probably, as if it was spelled P-R-O-B-B-L-Y. One thing you'll note in the examples I have here is that we're talking about multisyllabic words. Typically, we just glance over or gloss over the middle syllable. This is a good example. Probably becomes probably. Another one is general and generally. I tend to have trouble with these, as you may have noticed. You often hear general or generally. Federal. That's not federal, it's federal. Remember that middle syllable. Important becomes important. Interest, like interest in something or a financial interest. It's interest, not interest. Create, not crate. I hear this a lot in the online world. A person will say, create that website or create that web form. No, it's create that website or create that web form. Another mistake I often hear is our, the pronoun our, that's O-U-R, being pronounced as our, as in our customers are our best source for. That's right from a radio ad, by the way. What he should have said was, our customers are our best source for, etc. Then there are verb groups that get truncated, such as going to becomes gonna, want to becomes wanna, should have and should've become shoulda, would have and would've become woulda. What to do about these? As with the earlier exercise, you first need to slow down. But there's a second and an equally important step. You must concentrate on each word or phrase as you're saying it to ensure you vocalize it properly. I do this all the time. It's part of my speech pattern and vocabulary. You will recall that I mentioned having difficulty with general and generally. I typically slow down to properly enunciate those words. I just have to. Otherwise, I would say general and generally. That's sloppy. Take a moment to write down those words and phrases you tend to have difficulty with. Practice pronouncing them correctly for 5 minutes each day. After about a week, you should have them committed to memory. You'll notice it too. Whenever you get to that word or phrase, you will sense your mind and mouth slowing down to state the word properly. It may seem like a lot of work, but believe me, it's worth it. Over time, you will develop a more natural rhythm for these words. You may be thinking, geez, Tom, aren't you being a little persnickety? Let me ask you. When you hear another adult, especially a business person, speak in a sloppy manner, what thoughts come to mind? Do you always ignore the verbal gaffes? No, you don't. Admit it. You cringe when you hear them. Your image of that person drops a little, doesn't it? Make the effort to speak clearly, and not only will you be understood, but you will be believed and respected. Your first step on your way to the top. In the end, that's most important, isn't it? I'll see you in section 2.